This goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, and Dr. Moon, M like Mary, O-O, N like November, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, middle initial A, Priest, P-R-I-E-S-T. Date of birth, April 27th, 1935. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Priest, who was sent for evaluation of hyponatremia that has been persistent over many years. She is an 88-year-old female patient with multiple medical problems. She lives with her husband and one daughter, helps both her mother and father in the home. And she's accompanied by two daughters, Susan and Pam today. She's very hard of hearing, but she is able to answer questions appropriately. She denies any current mental status changes, and daughters agree, no confusion, no dizziness, no extreme weakness, no history of seizures, no recent seizures. She does see Dr. Alkiek on a regular basis for congestive heart failure, and she also has severe peripheral vascular disease, worse on the left side in her legs. Currently, she denies any chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing, no sputum production, no recent illnesses. She does walk with a walker. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does sleep at night in a reclining chair, and nocturia is 1 to 2 times per night. She denies urinary incontinence, and she has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, peripheral vascular disease of the lower extremities. She was found to have a spot on her left lung in 2020, just before her TAVR. It's all caps, T like Tom, A, V like Victor, R, which was in 2020. And that was found to be lung cancer. She did receive only radiation, and there's no recurrence to her knowledge or to the family's knowledge. Past surgical history, she had the TAVR, 2020, bilateral cataract removal, colonoscopy, femoral hernia repair 3 times. She's had a hysterectomy, bilateral total knee replacements, and tonsillectomy. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use electronic cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband, and she is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to codeine, Darvocet, Norco, N-O-R-C-O, and Tramadol. Medications, she's on gabapentin, 300 milligram, 1 with lunch, 1 at supper time, and 2 at bedtime. Allopurinol, 100 milligram twice a day. Synthroid is 100 microgram daily. Doxepin, D-O-X-E-P-I-N, 30 milligram at bedtime. Pepcid, 10 milligram daily in the evening. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Regular strength Tylenol, 650 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Xanaflex 4 milligrams. She takes 1/4 to 1/2 tablet 2 to 3 times a day as needed for pain and muscle spasms. Several vitamin preparations are listed. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Metoprolol, extended release, 25 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram. She takes 3 tablets 5 days a week, so she does not take any on Wednesday or Sunday. And that's been a recent change. And spironolactone 25 milligram once daily was added to replace the daily Lasix before that was changed. Also, she drinks 1 bottle of Ensure Plus once a day. And she uses amoxicillin 2,000 milligram before dental appointments for for cardiac prophylaxis. Physical exam, height is 62 inches, weight 175 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 60. And the patient's daughters report that that level is usually better when checked at home. Usually 130 to 140 over 60 when they check it. Pulse is 65. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Pharynx is clear. Tympanic membranes are clear. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she's got 3+ edema in the right lower extremity from halfway down from the knee down to the ankle, and 1 to 2+ edema, 1+ edema on the left side. Capillary refill is 3 seconds. She does have decreased sensation in feet and ankles. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done September 22nd, 2023. Creatinine is back to baseline, which is 0.78. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Sodium is 128. Potassium is 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 28. Albumin, 4.1. The calcium is 9.6. Liver enzymes are normal. Her hemoglobin is 13.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Glucose was 81. On 9-1 of 2023, we have a proBNP that's elevated at 8.45. Her TSH is normal at 2.4. Hemoglobin was 10.9, so it's slightly better now, or at the last lab draw. And creatinine was 0.87 with estimated GFR of greater than 60. Sodium at that time was 127, and potassium was 4.5. August 23rd, 2023, creatinine was 0.94 with estimated GFR of 58. Sodium 123, that's the lowest it had been in a while. And the potassium was 5.3, carbon dioxide 27. 7-12-23, sodium 130, creatinine 0.78. 7-5-23, sodium 132, normal creatinine. 3-15 of 23, sodium 128, proBNP was 680. 4-11 of 23, creatinine 0.5, sodium is 129. And June 21st of 23, sodium 124, I previously stated that. And I don't have a urine at this time. We do have an echocardiogram, which was done 7-5 of 2022. That shows an ejection fraction of 57. The aortic valve is present with trivial stenosis and physiological regurgitation. It showed moderate to severe mitral annular calcification and some mild to moderate mitral stenosis and mild regurgitation. Also, moderately dilated atria were present and moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. And grade 1 diastolic dysfunction with the evidence of elevated left atrial pressure. Assessment and plan. 1, hyponatremia. This is a chronic problem. We do need some more labs before further treatment can be recommended. We are going to ask her to get a urinalysis with a urine osmolality and a urine sodium level. And we're also going to repeat the routine renal chemistries. Our goal will be to keep her sodium level at 130 or greater if possible. 2, she has congestive heart failure. We agree with the current Lasix dosing and the daily 25 milligram daily of spironolactone. To manage the edema, we would not change those two diuretics. Instead, we would like her to restrict fluids to 50 ounces in 24 hours. I mean, that was discussed with the family and the patient. She verbalized understanding. She should not increase salt intake. She'll continue with her current low-salt, heart-healthy diet. We will ask her to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 months. But after we get the urine tests back, we'll have a better idea of further recommendations to manage the chronic hyponatremia. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.